From the very start, Waynesboro's little restaurant called Chickpeas captured my imagination and my eater's heart. The name reached out to me while I was walking along the hilly sidewalks between Waynesboro's Heritage Museum and the furniture store, two stalwarts in a downtown struggling to stay vital. Could the name Chickpeas mean what I thought? My heart raced. To me, just a few treats on the planet can rival a good bowl of hummus. The mix of the nutty chickpea and sweet sesame with garlic and lemon, dipping slightly warm pita into the thick brown blend, soothes my weary soul. Chickpeas did not disappoint. Its hummus nears perfection. But my passion for this restaurant only begins with the food. Not only do they offer hummus and tender stuffed grape leaves filled with rice and spices, but they're also in Waynesboro, in the middle of the Shenandoah Valley, which is steakhouse, country cafe, and diner territory. Good ethnic food is 30 miles away in Charlottesville or Harrisonburg. My husband and I have watched in dismay as a number of Indian restaurants have opened and promptly closed, not lasting more than a year, even though the food was good, but the locals were reluctant to try a new food they couldn't quite pronounce. For a couple that met and dated in the multicultural Washington, D.C. area, it sometimes feels like we're in a culinary wasteland. Not that I don't appreciate the local cuisine. We felt welcome right away. The long hallway into the dining room is painted a bright yellow color and filled with local artists' work. Shelves hold colorful decorations to interest your eye while waiting for that hummus. The red clay Mexican sun with the smiling face and the Turkish wall hanging both fit here. It comes off as hip yet warm and family-friendly. As I think about this place and how much it's come to mean to our family, it's the eatery of choice for us. I can see it as a metaphor for my life right now. After all, the best restaurants are working that metaphor. Do you like to think of yourself as sophisticated, open-minded, a simple country girl? A good restaurant, one in which becomes a part of your family tradition, reaches out and touches you. Some of that is about the food. For me, the spirit of this funky little place in the middle of decidedly unfunky Waynesboro is a little like my own. It's been a difficult 10 years for the city girl in me to find a place in the valley to fit in. I persevere here, etching out friendships, working to remain true to myself while also trying to respect the local culture. I hope the chickpeas will last. As I sit in our booth with paper placemats holding ads for other local businesses, I notice the crowd consists of all ages, couples out on a date, families for an evening together. Sometimes they have local musicians playing in the corner. Other times Greek music plays softly over the intercom. I scoop my warm pita into the hummus and take a bite. It leads me to a moment of reflection. A little hummus, a lot of perseverance, my happy little family. Sometimes it all comes together, even if you're the only funky little eatery in town.